Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs conclave of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh. New Delhi calls allegations against Indian diplomats by Canada baseless and politically motivated. President Draupadi Murmu says there is immense scope for enhancing cooperation between India and Malawi in various fields, addresses India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe. Israel claims to have killed Hezbollah commander Hussein Mohammed Awada in Lebanon. In shooting, Vivan Kapoor wins silver in trap event, and Anantjit Singh Naruka claims bronze medal in skeet shotgun at ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles quarterfinals of Denmark Open, beating China's Han Yue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting. The meeting focused on national development issues. It also included discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Talking to media, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, who attended the meeting, said that on this occasion they received guidance from the Prime Minister on various points to fulfil the resolve of a developed India. India has firmly rejected the allegations made by the Canadian government, calling them baseless. In a media briefing in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Canada has yet to provide any evidence to support the serious accusations made against India and its diplomats. He emphasized that the claims appear to be part of a politically motivated attempt by Trudeau's government to smear India's reputation.
Canada has levelled serious allegations but has so far not given any evidence to back it up. We would say that as far as the allegations are concerned, PM Trudeau's own admission yesterday would indicate the value. As regards our stance on the allegations, we will naturally reject false imputations against our diplomats.
Mr. Jaiswal said 26 extradition requests are still pending with the Canadian side, along with several provisional arrest requests.
We have shared security-related information with the Canadian government regarding gang members, including those of Lawrence Bishnoi gang, and requested them to arrest them and or to take due action as per law. So far, no action has been taken by the Canadian side on our request.
President Draupadi Murmu has said there is immense scope for enhancing cooperation between India and Malawi in various fields, including agriculture, mining, energy and tourism. She said this while addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe. President Murmu, who reached Malawi today on the third and final leg of her three African nation visit, our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the presidency is scheduled to hold bilateral and delegation-level meetings and also to interact with Indian diaspora. A report.
President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the India-Malawi business meeting, said that India and Malawi share a very cordial and strong economic relation, with India being major trading partner and investor in Malawi.
The bilateral trade between India and Malawi has been growing despite COVID pandemic. India is currently the fourth largest trading partner of Malawi, and India is also one of the largest investors in Malawi with over $500 million worth of investments in various sectors.
The president said that the bilateral and delegation level meetings being scheduled to happen in coming days will discuss on various matters, including trade and investment. She further urged the business community in both the countries to continue to work in synergy and to better the economic relation between India and Malawi. Later in the day, she will participate in the community event and interact with the Indian community. The president will be holding bilateral meetings with the president of Republic of Malawi, Laxaris Chakwere, and delegation level talks tomorrow. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Lilongwe.
During the visit, the president is also scheduled to visit places of historical and cultural significance in Malawi, such as the National War Memorial, Mausoleum, Sri Radha Krishna Mandir, and Lake Malawi. Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, India's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said, the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. The Prime Minister appealed to the world to find solutions not in war, but in the teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. On the government's decision of conferring classical language status to Pali language, Mr. Modi said it is a respect to the great heritage of Lord Buddha.
Bhagwan Buddha ke abhidham, unki vani, unki shikshayen, jis Pali bhasha mein ye virasat vishwa ko mili hai, isi mahine Bharat Sarkar ne use shastriya bhasha ka darja diya hai. Aaj ye avsar और भी खास हो जाता है पाली भाषा को शास्त्रीय भाषा का यह दर्जा पाली भाषा का यह सम्मान भगवान बुद्ध की महान विरासत का सम्मान है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. BJP leader Naib Singh Saini today took oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term in a grand oath-taking ceremony in Panchkula. Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya administered him the oath in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. 13 MLAs also took oath as cabinet ministers and ministers of state, along with Mr. Saini. Union ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Manohar Lal, Lalan Singh, chief ministers of BJP-ruled states, and many other prominent leaders of the BJP and NDA participated in the ceremony. BJP has termed the Supreme Court's verdict on the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act as historic. Talking to media, BJP spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad said the law was challenged by various groups, but the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court today has given recognition to this. He mentioned that as per the core of this provision, those who entered Assam till 1966 will be treated as citizens of India, while those who arrived between 1966 and 1971 shall be subject to compliance with the rules required. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held discussions with farmers, farmers' organizations and their members and representatives from different states in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan said many issues related to farming were seriously discussed with the farmers. The farmer organizations discussed many important topics and provided constructive suggestions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said the government is committed to working for the development of tribal communities. Speaking at a tribal art exhibition in New Delhi, organized by the National Tiger Conservation Authority and Sankhila Foundation, the minister said the centre is committed to Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, with a focus on uplifting marginalised communities, especially tribal populations. He highlighted that the exhibition showcases how people can exist with nature in complete harmony.
Through this art, we witness not just creativity, but a very profound message, one that bridges the gap between nature and humanity, a reflection of commitment and resolve to prevent environmental degradation. This exhibition showcases that people can exist, do exist with nature in complete harmony.
Our correspondent reports that the exhibition, Silent Conversation from the Margins to the Center, explores the enduring bond between tribal communities, forest dwellers and Mother Nature. The Union Government has approved the budget for the upgradation of highways in Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, in a social media post, announced that the Bhopal-Kanpur Economic Corridor in Madhya Pradesh has been approved for upgradation to 4 lanes. The minister said a 4-lane access-controlled northern Patiala bypass spanning 28.9 kilometres and the 4-laning of the Bareilly-Badaun section of National Highway 530B in Uttar Pradesh also got approved. He added that these projects will improve regional connectivity and facilitate the smooth movement of goods and logistics, providing a major boost to infrastructure and the economy. The government has decided to reduce the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. The Ministry of Railways said the new rule will come into effect from the 1st of November. However, all the bookings made till the 31st of October will remain intact. The ministry said there will be no change in the case of limit of 365 days for foreign tourists. In Bihar, the death toll in the Hooch tragedy in Siwan and Saran districts has risen to 25. Talking to Akashvani News, Prohibition and Excise Minister Ratnesh Sada said in the last 24 hours, 20 people succumbed in Siwan and 5 people died in Saran district after consuming spurious liquor. A special investigation team has been constituted to investigate the incident. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that broadcasters have a big responsibility to provide correct information and quality content to the public. Addressing a symposium on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector organized at the India Mobile Congress in New Delhi today, Dr. Murugan underscored the transformative power of broadcasting and the importance of embracing new technologies for a connected future.
How is the sector is emerging? So while we use the traditional media, 2 days we waited for the 24 hours for get the information through the newspaper, then satellite TVs, now everyone is the broadcasters.
The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have claimed that it had killed Hussein Mohammed Awada, a Hezbollah battalion commander in Lebanon today. In a statement, the IDF said Awada, who oversaw projectile attacks from villages near the Lebanese town of Beit Jabil into Israeli territory, was killed by Israeli air and artillery forces. According to the IDF, since yesterday, the Israeli army has killed more than 45 Hezbollah members and destroyed over 150 targets, including a weapons storage facility, launchers, and military infrastructure. In Yemen, warplanes of the US-UK coalition launched 15 airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a and the northern city of Sada'a. According to local media, the strikes hit 3 Houthi military sites in Al-Jiraf, Hafa and Jarban. However, there were no reports of casualties. In Bangladesh, a 3-member tribunal issued an arrest warrant against ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 45 others, including top Awami League leaders, in connection with alleged crimes against humanity committed during the July-August mass protests. The interim government, led by Professor Mohammed Yunus, reconstituted the International Crimes Tribunal on the 14th of this month to start the trials. On to sports news. In shooting, India's Vivaan Kapoor claimed the silver medal in the trap event at the ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi this afternoon. Vivaan shot 44 in the final to finish behind gold medal winner Ying Qi of China. Earlier today, Anandjeet Singh Naruka bagged the bronze medal in the skeet final shotgun event. In badminton, Indian star shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals at the Denmark Open. Sindhu defeated China's Han Yue in the round of 16. She is the only Indian left in contention. In the first cricket test between India and New Zealand, the visitors were 184-3 at stumps in their first innings on day two at stumps in Bengaluru today. Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were at the crease. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs conclave of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh. New Delhi calls allegations against Indian diplomats by Canada baseless and politically motivated. President Draupadi Murmu says there is immense scope for enhancing cooperation between India and Malawi in various fields, addresses India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe. Israel claims to have killed Hezbollah commander Hussein Mohammed Awada in Lebanon. In shooting, Vivaan Kapoor wins silver in trap event and Anandjeet Singh Naruka claims bronze in skeet shotgun at ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.